In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the letter to the Hebrews today, it is an advice from the sacred scriptures that is still even especially maybe poignant and pertinent for today. For St. Paul already is reminding the Hebrews of his day that, you know, the church is still very young at that time, and he's reminding them about in the days past when they suffered affliction and were exposed to abuse and publicly persecuted, that they were to remain steadfast in their faith and not to become disheartened or discouraged. He says, at times you even joined in the sufferings of those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. That, you know, today in many cases it seems that sometimes that there are those in the church who are always trying to somehow see how we can negotiate with the world. At sometimes I think we have to realize we just have to hold fast and resist the efforts of those who are persecuting and trying to pressure the church into doing their will instead of God's will. And we can't negotiate, we can't compromise on many of these non-negotiables, as they're called, these moral values, these moral truths that God has handed on to us. And whether it be the HHS mandate or abortion or homosexual marriage unions, we cannot in any way whatsoever compromise or find some common ground. It'd be like the devil, like night and day, cannot find common ground. One replaces the other. And this is why we must not somehow figure out how we can mitigate or lessen our suffering by somehow trying to politically maneuver in things. I think we need to just finally have to hold steadfast and say no to evil and to those who are promoting it. And we will have that reward that our Lord promises. You may have to suffer, but he says, for after a brief moment, he who is to come shall come. He shall not delay, but my just one shall live by faith. And if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. You know, we must live by this faith that gives us confidence in God, because we know that our Lord has overcome all of his enemies. And we will possess eternal life if we remain steadfast in that. And this is the other thing that the gospel brings out about the kingdom of God, about faith, that in many cases, of course, the church exists through supernatural means. The faith is sown. And of course, God uses the cooperation of men to do that, to do the building of the kingdom of God here on earth. But we must always remember that the actual work or the main part is something that is supernatural. It's beyond our control in one sense, in that just as the farmer sowed the seed, no matter how much he looked at it and sat outside, you know, the field, it didn't make the seed sprout. That there's so many other factors involved that are beyond man's control, that it somehow, you know, that the life that is there comes from some other source, and that when all the conditions are properly met and God is the one behind it, just as the seed will finally bear fruit and start to grow, so we do our part. We live our faith. We go about doing all these actions that are required of us. And we don't necessarily see the immediate results of it. But like the seed being planted, eventually it will manifest itself. For the faith cannot be kept hidden. And the supernatural efforts and results of that will eventually manifest themselves. God will not allow his revelation to remain hidden. And that is why we must continue to go about and do our daily duty, do it with faith, do it with trust in God. And we are helping to build the kingdom of God and to help bring about the harvest by sowing little seeds of faith and graces here and there wherever we go. Eventually, it will, with God's, of course, God is behind it all, but allows us and wants our cooperation in the work of building the kingdom of God, it will become manifest. And of course, you know, like that seed, like the mustard seed, it is so hidden in many ways, so unimportant in the eyes of the world, so small that as it begins, but eventually with the grace of God and because God is behind it, it becomes the largest and most important thing, because even the mustard seed, as he says, becomes the largest of shrubs and manifests itself and makes itself of use to others because of its size and importance. So that the kingdom of God so many times is so humble like God that we don't see it necessarily taking place, but it does manifest itself as we see those little seeds of faith that those who responded to God's grace, those founders of religious orders or those men and women of faith who helped build a Catholic culture in Europe at one time, very strong, or that, you know, build a Catholic school system or a hospital system. That was manifested and helped bring, was brought about because someone responded to that little inspiration and grace from God. But the thing that has to be maintained is it has to also be continually responded to. And maybe in some cases we have forgotten that the work that we're doing is the work of God, and that many Catholic hospitals and schools have lost their identity because they maybe thought, oh, this is our work, and forgot that they were supposed to be doing God's work, that it is mainly Him who brought about this great work through His grace and through His supernatural support of it. And if it doesn't maintain its Catholic identity, it's going to soon wither and die. And like the plant, if it doesn't recognize where its life comes from, it will not last. And so we must also keep that in mind as well as we are trying to help evangelize, that we must always remember where our grace comes from. The life that we have is from God. And that means not just natural life, but supernatural life, and that we must always be mindful of that. Do our part, but also remind ourselves that God is the one that we should be working for, and also the one who we should look to for the success of our efforts. Like the farmer who does his part, but he also trusts in God that it will bear fruit and bring a harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.